This is Brevard's Praise and Worship Station. WMIE, Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, FM 91.5. WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Thanks for joining us once again to WGOD Radio, All Truth, All the Time. This is your host, Paul Esposito. Thank you for taking 15 minutes of your day to join me as we together study the Word of Almighty God. We're in Revelation chapter 3. We're looking at this lukewarm church. First, in the meantime, I want to invite you to come and peruse our website, which is wgodontheair.net. Also on Facebook, you can follow us at WGOD Radio. For everyone who's tuned in here on the radio or everyone that's downloaded the podcast, please go to Facebook, like our page. All of these programs, as soon as they're recorded, are uploaded there on Facebook. Occasionally, we'll make other comments on there, things that I think are interesting. And it's also available for you to make comments as well. So is the website, too. If you go to wgodontheair.net, there's a link on there that says Discuss Today's Broadcast. I invite you to do just that. Also, for those of you here in Brevard County, if you're looking for a new church home, we'd love to see you at Island Community Church. We're at 1000 North Banana River Drive in Merritt Island. We meet Sunday mornings at 10:30. Now here today, we're picking up our look again here in this church in Laodicea. This is where we left off. This is the Lord Jesus Christ speaking. Now, to the messenger of the church in Laodicea, right? These things says the Amen. Remember what that is. So be it. That's the final word, the final authority. When you read in your Bible, verily, verily, I say unto you, or most assuredly, I say unto you, that's the Greek word amen. Amen, amen, lego human, verily, verily, or verily means truth, right? He is the truth, right? I have come, what did he say to Pontius Pilate? You can read about it in John 18. I have come to bear witness of the truth. Everyone who is of the truth hears my voice. So when he speaks it, E.F. Hutton, take a powder, you see. He is the Amen. All the promises of God in him are Amen to the glory of God. Thus says the Amen, the faithful and true witness. So many false witnesses out there, aren't they? So many people are on death row today because of false witnesses. You read about people, long-term criminals, supposed criminals, getting released all the time. Why? Because of false witnesses. But Jesus Christ is the true witness. He's faithful. That is, he won't let you down. He's always faithful, and he's a true witness. He's a true witness. What he says is true. It's always true. In him, there is no lie. Paul said, let God be true and every man a liar. Jesus Christ is a witness. He's a faithful witness. He's a true witness. You can take it to the bank. Every word that he says, he's a witness to heaven. He says, I go there to prepare a place for you. And if I go to prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself so that where I am, there you may be also. He's a faithful witness to that. He's a witness to the heart of God when he says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believeth in him should not perish, but have eternal life. Also, Romans 5 and 8, it says, God demonstrates, or God commendeth his own love towards us, and that while we're still sinners, Christ died for us. See, Jesus Christ is a witness. He's got his left hand on a stack of Bibles. He's raising his right hand, and he says to you, I love you. That's his message. Like the rich young ruler when he came up to him and said, Lord, what must I do to inherit eternal life? You can read in Mark chapter 10, verse 17, it says Jesus looked at him and he loved him. He looked at him and he loved him. Same as you as well, no matter who you are today. The Lord Jesus Christ looks at you and his first response to you is, I love you. He's a witness to the heart of God. God loves you. He's a witness to that. He wants you to spend eternity with him. He's done all the work. He's already died on the cross for your sins. All you have to do is leave that old life behind. Turn, repent of your sin, receive Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. With the heart, one believes, the Bible says, unto righteousness. With the mouth, confession is made unto salvation. He's done all the work. All you have to do is receive him today. Receive him today and turn, walk the other direction. That's what repent means. Metanoia means change your mind. Okay, so the Lord continues here. These things says the Amen, the faithful and true witness, the beginning of the creation of God. That's RK. Doesn't always mean the beginning. It means a place of prominence, of preeminence, of majesty. Read Colossians 1, 15 through 18. Don't ever be deceived when a Jehovah's Witness knocks on your door and tells you Jesus is a created being. That is a lie from the pit of hell to get you distracted and confused as to the truth that Jesus Christ is God. Anything else is a lie to get you distracted and off center and not believing that Jesus Christ is God. The Bible says demons believe. You can read in Mark, they said, thou art the Son of God. See, the demons believe that he is the Son of God. How about you? How are you doing on that one? The demons believe and shudder. Do you believe? He goes on, I know your works, that you're neither cold nor hot. I wish that you were cold or hot. Notice that he can even take it if you're cold. There's nothing more despised by him than a dead fish, limp wrist, half-hearted. There's that word, half-hearted. If you have one of those old Thompson Chain reference Bibles, I love those. You'll find that in there. Half-heartedness there in the on the column there on the outside of that text. Half-heartedness, that's what they describe. Old Thompson described there as the spiritual condition of being lukewarm is half-heartedness. Have you ever find yourself half-hearted? You do something half-hearted. You ever say your prayers half-hearted? Have you ever prayed over your lunch or dinner half-hearted? Oh, we used to do that as kids. I remember growing up, right? God is great. God is good. And we thank him for our food. Amen. You see, that's half-hearted. Now, I'm not saying if you once in a while you say something like that, but to have your lifestyle, when this describes you, you see, then you're lukewarm and half-hearted is to give half an effort. The Lord Jesus would rather have you give no effort at all. Don't even say grace than doing it half-hearted as a lifestyle. When that describes you every day, lukewarm, half-hearted, not giving a rip about anything, but going through the motions, he'd rather have you not go through the motions. Just don't do it at all. I could wish that you were cold or hot, but since you're lukewarm, since you're just going to give me just a little bit lukewarm, having no passion at all, I wish that you were hot or cold, but since you are lukewarm, you see, this was the problem here in Laodicea, was the water. You see, he was hitting these people right in the breadbasket here. There was a problem with the water here in Laodicea, and that is it ran in these underground pipes or something, and the water, by the time it reached Laodicea, the water was horribly lukewarm, and you couldn't drink it. It was vile to the taste, and you'd spit it out. So he is using here, he's hitting them right in the stomach here with a phrase that hit right to home for them, lukewarm water. He describes their spiritual condition the same way, lukewarm half-heartedness. Therefore, since you are lukewarm and neither cold nor hot, I will spew you out of my mouth because you say, all right, notice this now. The church is deceived. You see, you know, to be deceived is to think that something is something while something is actually something else. The church thinks that they're okay, but they're deceived. Listen to what he says. Because you say, I am wealthy and have become rich and have need of nothing, but you do not know that you're wretched, miserable, poor, blind, and naked, you see. Again, he hits this church right where it hurts. They were known for these things. They were known for clothing. They were known for a banking center. And they were famously known for eye salve that they produced. Those things there. So he says to them, you do not know that you're a wretched, miserable, poor, blind, and naked. And then he says, I counsel you to buy from me gold tried by the fire so that you may be rich, white robes so that you will be clothed and the shame of your nakedness may not appear, and eye salve that you may anoint your eyes in order that you may see. That is real eye salve from him. But I want to get back here to this point here. This church was deceived. See, there's a way that seems right to them, to a man, but the end is the ways of death. This is why we need to do what it says in 2 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 4 and 5. It says, scrutinize yourself as to whether or not you were of the faith. Examine your own selves, unless indeed you are disqualified or are reprobates or fail the test. We need to always examine our lives up against the Word of God. That's my encouragement to you today is this. Do you find yourself half-hearted? Do you go through life half-hearted? Do you go through your service to the Lord Jesus Christ half-hearted? Now is the time to change that. If the Lord's speaking to you and you find yourself that you are lukewarm and that you are serving the Lord Jesus Christ in a half-hearted method and attitude and ministry, now is the time to do what he says, and that is be zealous, the same word used for hot, be on fire, be zealous, and repent. This is the solution. If you find yourself here today, be zealous and repent. Make a determination today. Turn, repent of your sin, leave that old stinking sin behind. Turn, repent from it. Leave it there. Let the Lord sweep it away. Start going in the other direction. Friend, God's got you alive at the end of the age for a reason. My advice and my encouragement to you is let God use you during these last days and be fervent in spirit. We'll be back again soon with a new program here on WGOD Radio, All Truth, All the Time.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio, All Truth, All the Time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web at WGODOnTheAir.net. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio, All Truth, All the Time.
There is no one like you. Still I cry out, Father.